Chapter 6 Job's First Reply. Then Job answered and said, Ah, could my anguish but be measured, and my calamity laid with it in the scales, they would now outweigh the sands of the sea. Because of this I speak without restraint, for the arrows of the Almighty pierce me, and my spirit drinks in their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Does the wild ass bray when he has grass? Does the ox low over his fodder? Can a thing insipid be eaten without salt? Is there flavor in the white of an egg? I refuse to touch them. They are loathsome food to me. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant what I long for, even that God would decide to crush me, that he would put forth his hand and cut me off. Then I should still have consolation, and could exult through unremitting pain, because I have not transgressed the commands of the Holy One. What strength have I that I should endure, and what is my limit that I should be patient? Have I the strength of stones, or is my flesh of bronze? Have I no helper, and has advice deserted me? A friend owes kindness to one in despair, though he have forsaken the fear of the Almighty. My brethren are undependable as a brook, as watercourses that run dry in the wadis. Though they may be black with ice, and with snow heaped upon them, yet once they flow, they cease to be. In the heat, they disappear from their place. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go into the desert and perish. The caravans of Tema search. The companies of Sheba have hopes. They are disappointed, though they were confident. They come there and are frustrated. It is thus that you have now become for me. You see a terrifying thing and are afraid. Have I asked you to give me anything, to offer a gift for me from your possessions, or to deliver me from the enemy, or to redeem me from oppressors? Teach me, and I will be silent. Prove to me wherein I have erred. How agreeable are honest words, yet how unconvincing is your argument. Do you consider your words as proof, but the sayings of a desperate man as wind? You would even cast lots for the orphan, and would barter away your friend. Come now, give me your attention. Surely I will not lie to your face. Think it over. Let there be no injustice. Think it over. I still am right. Is there insincerity on my tongue, or cannot my taste discern falsehood?